Places with high rates of joblessness also seem to have outsized problems with drug-dependent newborns. That's the central finding in a Vanderbilt study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports.
Researchers looked at more than 6 million births across 8 states, including Tennessee. And for those exposed to opioids in the womb, the map matches up very closely to long-term unemployment rates. Neonatologist Stephen Patrick says the findings should alter the discussion about how to respond to so-called neonatal abstinence syndrome. He says it's not just about controlling the drug supply.
You know, as we think about how do we build up communities, I think it's part of where we need to be thinking about economic development as a potential way to improve the health of communities.
The study also found that drug-dependent newborns were more common in counties with a shortage of mental health and addiction treatment options. Patrick says he was inspired to direct his research toward these macro issues because the women he works with at Vanderbilt almost always have a far more complicated story than simply stumbling into a drug habit and accidentally getting pregnant. For WPLN News, I'm Blake Farmer.